Welcome to the Mum Boss Podcast, hosted by me, Renee O'Neill. I'm your host, life and business coach for mums, and a mum of two myself. I'm here to help you be the present mum you're wanting to be, whilst also having a successful business, because you can have both. It doesn't have to be one or the other. You have come to the right place if you're a mum who dreams of time and financial freedom and wants to be fulfilled in life alongside motherhood. This podcast is a place where you can come to be inspired and empowered whilst also getting tangible tips, advice, and strategies to help you in your life and business. So let's dive in. So today on the Mum Boss Podcast, I am bringing you another guest, and I am very excited about the conversation that we are about to have. So Sarah, welcome to the Mum Boss Podcast.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yay, I'm so excited to have you here. So I would love for you to introduce yourself, tell us a little bit about you and what it is that you do.
Absolutely. So hello, everybody. My name is Sarah, and I'm a life and mindset coach for ambitious mums. I help them to grow their self-worth and their net worth while raising their beautiful families. So I get to do that through one-on-one coaching, workshops, speaking, all of that good stuff.
Oh, I love that. And I would assume that you're also a mum yourself?
I am. I have a two-year-old daughter called Poppy, and she is the biggest challenge and biggest blessing of my life.
It's so funny you say that, because it's so true, isn't it? I feel the same with my kids. It's like there are times when it's very challenging, but then also on the flip side of that, it's like you're so super grateful for these incredible children that you have. But yeah, it's a ride.
A ride is correct. Yep.
Yeah. So obviously when we chatted, we were like, what are we going to talk about on this podcast? Because you and I have so many similarities in what we do that we could go down so many rabbit holes with so many different topics. But the one thing that we wanted to talk about the most was mum guilt. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a super important conversation to have, because I have not met a single mother yet who hasn't felt mum guilt from one time or another, or repeatedly, because it's something that we all just face. And I would love to talk about that. So I would love to know, what has been your experience with mum guilt?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm exactly the same as you. I'm yet to meet a mum who doesn't experience it. So I feel like this is such an important topic to talk about. And for me personally, like, it's, you know, as soon as you become a mom, you're like, am I doing it right? Am I doing all the things? Am I doing enough? Am I enough? All those thoughts start to creep in. And so I've noticed for myself, like, especially as my daughter's gotten older, it hasn't lessened. I think the reasons we feel guilty are different. Mm-hmm. But one of the, like, I would say, like, standout mum guilt experiences that I've had in the past 2 years was last October. So my husband was traveling overseas for 3 weeks for work, and he used to travel every month for like a week, and that was just so doable, so manageable. And then I knew he had this big trip coming up, and at the time my daughter was 18 months, and I was like, okay, like, I feel like I can do this. I tried to set myself up for success. I had like a rotating roster of family and friends to come and support. I got all the groceries, got all the activities. Right before he left, she started like sleeping through the night, the two nights before. And I was like, yes, girl, thank you. Like, right on time. And then he left. And then her sleep went back to how it was, and she was waking multiple times. And as those weeks progressed, I just got more and more burnt out and run down, and my husband still had like the baby monitor alerts on his phone, and because it was like 2 a.m for me, like middle of the day for him, he could see that I was just up all night. And I messaged him and I was like, I am struggling, like, this is really hard. And he was like, well, why don't you ask for help? It's like, sometimes we need that reminder, or I don't know, that like permission from someone else to be like, oh yeah, I should probably reach out. And so I asked my mother-in-law, I said, oh, there any chance that you could watch Poppy for a night just so that I could have a sleep because I'm really, really tired? And she was like, of course, and so excited to watch her. And so we planned it for like the end of that week. And to be honest with you, Renee, even though her sleep did not get better that week, it was like every night I had like a little bit more patience, a little bit more energy, because I knew my break was coming. And I had this plan and I was all for it. And so my mother-in-law said, yep, I'll come to your place. We can do a house swap. You can go to mine. She was going to watch my daughter and my dogs. And I was going to have a sleep. And I got everything ready. She arrived. She's like, it's all good. Go, go. So I'm driving off and I'm just overcome with feelings of mum guilt. This voice in my head saying, what are you doing? Like, you are the only parent of this child in this country right now and you're driving away from her. How could you do this? Like, just for a sleep, like, you're a mum, like, this is what you're meant to do. Oh my goodness, it was brutal. And I really had to stop myself from driving back. And I know that if I drove back, my mother-in-law would have been like, turn your butt around and you get going. So it wouldn't have worked anyway. But I had to work through these emotions that night. And I had a great night. I ordered food, listened to some podcasts, had a bath, had a champagne, went to bed, got 10 hours sleep. Like, no regrets. Needed to do it. But I really had to work through those emotions. And that's kind of when I came up with this strategy or this method that I now teach my clients called guilt. And it's how that I moved through those emotions and how every time mum guilt comes up, how I work through them.
I love that you had that support network that even if you had have turned the car back around, your mother-in-law would have sent you back on your way again.
Yeah.
That is the kind of support all mums need in their world. But I get it. Like, we've all got a story around mum guilt where it's impacted us so much that we've felt it. And it is not a fun place to be when that inner dialogue is telling us all these crazy stories. And sometimes you can go so deep into that where you can't get yourself back out of it. And it can be a really testing time. So I love that you've created your own strategy around how you can actually navigate through mum guilt. So I'd love for you to share it with the listeners, because I bet you they're sitting there going, well, come on then, share it with us.
Absolutely. So it's easy to remember because it's called guilt. And so the G stands for give yourself grace. So as you just said, Renee, like the things we say to ourselves, the stories we tell ourselves are so horrible sometimes. And sometimes we would never actually say this to another human being, yet we say it to ourselves like on a loop all day long. So that is like the first step, is give yourself grace, be kind to yourself. And that can look different for everyone. Some people really resonate with affirmations, really drilling that into your mind. Like, I deserve a break. I'm a better mum when I get a break. Like, my needs are important too. It doesn't mean I don't love my kids, all of that stuff. But another thing I like to teach to give yourself that kindness, if you're not used to that, is something called flip the script. So whatever situation you're in, you know, for my situation, for example, if I imagine my best friend or my sister or someone I really love in that situation and like saying to me, oh my God, I'm the worst mom ever. I'm having a night away from my child. Like, what am I doing? Like, I would not turn to them and be like, yeah, worst mom ever. Like, what do you think you're doing? How dare you turn around? I would say, no, like, you deserve this break. You need this break. Like, listen to yourself. Your needs are important too. And so sometimes when we think about, okay, what would I say to someone else? Just to take it off yourself, then you can flip it back around and say those things straight back to yourself. And that can be a good way to start practicing speaking kindly to yourself and giving yourself grace. So that's the first one, to use, give yourself some grace. And then we move into you, and you stands for understand your why. So as you know, as a mum, we make thousands of decisions every single day. But we have a reason or reasons behind all of those things that we do or choose. And sometimes the logic of those reasons gets really muffled or hidden by these intense emotions of mum guilt. And sometimes it can be super helpful to just revisit that why. anchor back into, why am I doing this? Why am I thinking this or saying this or having this experience? And, you know, for me, it was because I was really at the edge of burnout. I was not in a good way. I was not my best self or the best mom I could be. And I needed that reset and that reboot. And so I had to remind myself of that. And so, yeah, for any mom in a situation where they're feeling mom guilt, I just want to encourage you to really think, okay, well, why am I in this situation? And hone back into that reasoning, and try to remove that emotional part. So that is you, understand your why. Then we move into I, which stands for identify your triggers. So this is more of a general rule, but start to notice when mum guilt is cropping up for you, in what situations, what time of day, what is happening, and notice those patterns. Because once you kind of understand what your triggers are for mum guilt, you can kind of get ahead of those feelings before they take hold and start doing these things, like being kind to yourself, really honing in on your why and understanding why you're doing this, so that when the feeling comes, it's not as intense, or you can move through a lot quicker. And another thing I'll say on triggers is it's not always like a place or a situation. Sometimes it can be people that we're around, family members or managers or friends or whoever, acquaintances, that when you're around them, you feel like a really crappy mom. So I want to invite you to notice when these feelings are coming up, what's happening, who's around you, and then what can you do to, you know, prepare yourself for those situations, or especially in the case of people, limit those interactions that are causing you to feel that way. So that is I. Then we move on to L, and L is my absolute favorite. It stands for look for the good. So in every situation where mum guilt is rearing her ugly head, there is some good for one, more, all parties involved. Normally there is some good, and it can be so hard to focus on that when you're feeling so crap. But like in my situation, my daughter got to spend one-on-one time with her grandma and her grandfather. He came after work. She got to do things she doesn't normally get to do, you know, be spoiled. They got extra time. They were over the moon. And I got that break. Like, there was so much good in this situation, yet as I drove away, all I felt was bad. So that's why I put in look for the good, because I think it's so important to amplify those positive things. And it can be hard to find them as well. Sometimes you need to look really hard. But if you find a positive, hold on to it, because there's always some good where mum guilt lies. And lastly, P is super simple. It's trust yourself. So as mums, we have this innate wisdom within us as women, but then also as we become mothers, and we truly do know what is best for not only ourselves, but our children. And it can sometimes feel like we don't. I think even, you know, society tells us we don't know what's right. The minute we become mums, like, we just say, oh my God, how am I going to do this? All we've learned is that childbirth is scary and awful and horrific. And like, I need all this medical care so that I can just birth my baby. And I think all of that plays into this distrust we have for ourselves. But I really wanted to include this in the acronym to be like, you know what's right and what's best. And even though we feel these feelings of guilt, feelings aren't facts. And so just because you feel guilty doesn't mean you are. Trust that you know what's best for your family and move through this mum guilt. So that's the guilt acronym. Give yourself grace, understand your why, identify your triggers, look for the good, and then trust yourself.
I love this so much. And I think it's a real tangible thing to grab onto in those moments when you're feeling that guilt, and you can go, okay, let me work through the guilt, and you can go through that step-by-step process. And I think one thing that comes up so often with my clients as well, when it comes to mum guilt, is it's so often this comparison where they're comparing themselves to someone else, someone they see on social media, a friend, whoever it might be. And that's where their mum guilt stems from, because they're feeling like they should being the word, be like someone else, or they should be doing things a certain way. And it's like, sometimes we need to take a step back. And I think that trigger of other people, or it might be people on social media, when you can recognize that, hey, when I am around that person, or when I see this on social media, that is triggering something in me, then you have that opportunity to go, okay, you know what? I need to limit myself for the time being because this is actually having a profound effect. And I think social media, whilst it's the most incredible tool that we as business owners have, as mums, it can be something that can be a little detrimental to our mental health if we're not careful. And so I'd love for you to share, I guess, ways in which we can manage that, because I think comparison really does cause a lot of issues for us. And I really see it come up so much when it comes to mum guilt, because it's this thing that you can just go down the rabbit hole where you're like, oh my gosh, I'm comparing myself to this person. This person's portraying something. And I feel like I don't live up to that same expectation. And that's when we can then let all of that self-doubt creep in and all of those thoughts creep in. And then we get back stuck into this mum guilt, which obviously we can use your procedure of how we can work through that. But I'd love to know, I guess, what you have maybe experienced or what you see with clients when it comes to this comparison, and in particular with social media.
Yeah, this is huge. And like you said, like social media has just amplified this tenfold because it is a highlights reel. We only see what people want us to see. And most people don't want you to see the moments where you're feeling like a really crappy mom. Like, you're just not going to see that. So I think it's really important to try and be discerning when you're looking at social media and be like, okay, like, I'm opening up this app and I'm going to see the best of the best of the best of the 5 seconds of a day that could have been horrendous. Like, really try and remember that. Mute is an incredible function because you do not have to unfollow or unfriend or anything drastic, but you can limit being exposed to that content if it's not making you feel good. And honestly, like, the goal of your social media feed should be for you to feel good. You should open it up and feel inspired and connected and, you know, seeing people that you either truly know and love or inspire you and that you want to be like, and that expand you. There should be none of this like feeling crap, but it happens to all of us. And like, I have to constantly recheck my social media and I'll just notice like, oh, I'm not really resonating with that right now. For whatever reason, it's not making me feel great. And then I'll either mute or unfollow. So I think remembering that we have that control. But then also when it comes to just like real life interactions with people as well, just remembering that like everyone has their own shiz going on. Like, we can never truly fully understand the experience of someone because we're not living their life. And so even if someone on the outside looks like they've got it all together, they very well may not. So I think bringing the focus back to yourself and remembering how incredible you are and doing things like, you know, writing down your wins when you do have a win, so you have your own like reference point to go back to in those moments where you feel crap. Build that data, build that evidence that you are an incredible human and person and mother, and all that can help with the comparison stuff. Focusing on yourself instead of what's around you, that's really the key, but also easier said than done.
But it's true though. I mean, I think, you know, it is what you're allowing to surround yourself to. And so knowing, like you said, that we are in control of what we're seeing, especially when it comes to the social media aspect. And, you know, by all means, mute, unfollow if needed, you know, do what you've got to do to protect yourself and have those boundaries in place to protect yourself. But I love that you also shared with, like, you know, focusing on your wins and celebrating the good things. And I think, you know, that can be really helpful in our businesses as well, because there are going to be times where we might be feeling like things are not going our way, or where we're struggling in our business, and that can affect us. You know, we might feel like we're not good enough, or we might have all of these thoughts that come to play. And I know one thing that you spoke about in what you do is really helping amplify our own self-worth. And I think that is so needed, especially as mums in business, because being a mum is a ride. It's a journey. There are highs, there are lows, there are low lows, there are all sorts of things. And the funny thing is, the business is just the same. You know, there are going to be highs, there are going to be lows. And so you're essentially on two different roller coasters at the one time.
Yeah. I feel
so
like, oh
I
my
think
God.
it's so important to really build our self-worth, because it can be that anchor point to help us through all of the stages of life and business at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Yeah. Sometimes I say, like, you know, being a mom is like one of the hardest things you'll ever do. And being a like business owner is one of the hardest things you'll ever do. And for some reason, some of us choose to do all of that all at the same time.
I know I have to be honest here. There are moments where things might not be going so well in the business. And then, you know, sometimes it's also replicating out in personal life as well, where things are happening in personal life. And I'm like, why have I done this to myself? Mm-hmm. You know, this is not the easiest thing. But then I think, you know, one of those things where you mentioned earlier was, you know, anchoring into your why. And I think that's the one thing that always helps push you through, helps you move through whatever it is that you're facing in life or in business to keep going, because there are times where it's very challenging. And, you know, it's not always easy to navigate those challenges when you feel alone, or you're in that trap of comparing yourself, or in the trap of mum guilt, or all of those things at once.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. So I guess I would love to know, you know, how do you navigate both of the worlds, you know, mum life and business, so mm-hmm. that you can, you know, stay in control of both when there are times when it feels like things might not be going so well?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And I think too, this year in particular has been like a really testing year for me, like across all fronts, like personally, business. There's just been so many things. And I've reflected with my husband recently, like I'm so proud of him, of me, of us, like just for getting through this year. There's been quite a few lemons, but we've been trying to make some lemonade. And I think, yeah, it all comes down back to just like really taking a breath, taking a sec, trying to plan out what it is that you want to achieve. I like to say that I have a firm but flexible schedule, because in order to keep growing the business, I need to be, you know, hitting these goals, doing these tasks, taking this action. But at the same time, I'm a mum, and mum life is so unpredictable, and I have to be able to be flexible at the drop of a hat. And so, you know, I'm still, like, I would say I'm still new in business. I started my business when my daughter was an infant. I'm still new at motherhood. I'm still learning both. And so as my daughter grows and as my business grows, the needs change and the landscape changes, and I feel like I'm just constantly adapting. But for me, it's really important to have that support system that you mentioned earlier, personally for myself and my family, but then also for me professionally. Like, I pretty much always have a coach, or I'm always doing a course or something to continually grow and develop and, yeah, increase my skills. So I think I just, like all of us, just keep trying my best. And, you know, if I fall down, I get back up, and we keep going.
Yeah, I love that, because, you know, there are different times and in our life where we might have a few lemons thrown our way. And it's interesting. I too, this year has been quite a challenging year with so many lemons, and you're like, look, I cannot take any more. Like, we need to just ease it up a little bit now. Okay.
Yeah.
And it can be really hard, but it's so true. The people you surround yourself with, that support network in life, but then also in business, just means so much. Like, I know for me too, if I hadn't have had the support around me, I don't know how things would have turned out. And especially on the business front, I too am such an advocate for, you know, investing in a coach or a mentor or a program or something, because, mm-hmm. you know, mum life can be a really isolating, lonely journey. Business can feel the same way. And so when you've got the two going on at the same time, it can be really challenging. And so having people to hold your hand through it all makes such an incredible difference. And I just think you can learn so much too from mentorship, whether it's a coach, whether it's a group program, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Just to not feel so alone in the journey and know that everyone experiences challenges, you know, people who have eight-figure businesses, who people who are just starting out, people who have been in business 10 years, whatever it looks like, everyone experiences challenges. And sometimes it's just nice to hear that you're not alone in that. And I'm sure there's someone listening going, yep, I'm feeling it right now. And just hearing that you and I have experienced some challenges ourselves this year, and we're still here, we're still going. And, you know, if you're someone listening who's like, yep, I'm feeling it, keep going. It's worth keep pursuing. And yeah, having that support really makes a big difference.
Totally. And I think too, when you're feeling like a failure, I think it's really important to remember like that you're not failing. Like failing would be to quit, to give up, to throw in the towel. And as long as you keep going, like you are not failing, you are doing it. And same with motherhood, like you are not failing, just keep going. You can't quit that one, unfortunately, but you know what I mean.
Oh,
you're not a failure.
And it's so funny, like you and I are at different points in motherhood. You know, my children are now almost 11 and 7. And it's so interesting, like you go through different seasons of motherhood and things, part of me used to think things would get easier as they got older. I'd always have this illusion, like, you know, when the kids started school, things will be easier. And it's interesting because things just change and evolve and you adapt with it. And so it's interesting, you know, the skills that you learn in motherhood are so transferable to business as well, because it's the same in business. You know, I've been in business like 10 plus years now, not this particular business, but other ones. And, you know, through business, you go through different seasons as well. And so it's so interesting how skills and mindset that we have in our mum life also transfers and translates into business as well.
Yeah, completely. Yeah, we're like so well equipped, and then also we just face all the challenges across the board.
Yeah, and I feel like being mums in business is like such a superpower as well, because like you shared, you've constantly got to adapt, you know, you've constantly got to be flexible because you're being thrown things left, right and center, sometimes literally. And so you have to just adapt and pivot and change and move wherever you need to. And I think that's so helpful to have in business, because we can't always be structured and rigid in our business. Sometimes we've just got to go with the flow of it and pivot when we need to. And, you know, that's something that can help us in business as well.
Yeah. And I think too, sometimes we like put so much pressure on ourselves to like see big results or do big things all the time. And honestly, if you can just do a tiny bit every day, like towards your goals, like you will get there. It's all about that like consistent percentage moving forward. And so whatever you can do in a day, like just do what you can. And that is a win when you are a mum in business.
Absolutely. And I really love that you shared that, because sometimes I think we do have an illusion of, you know, we need to be doing XYZ to be successful in business. And the reality is, it is about that consistency, and just doing one thing every day is propelling you moving forward. I'll never forget when I was in the thick of motherhood, when my kids were little and, you know, the sleepless nights and all the things, which thankfully now they're older, I don't have to deal with. So it does get better in that thank regard. I remember seeing something, and it was this image of, it looked like a swirl where it looks like, you know, somebody going round and round and round in circles, and feeling like, you know, business was feeling like that. Like you're doing the things, but you feel like you're not getting anywhere and you're just going round and round in circles. And then the other picture was a perspective view of like an eagle view looking downwards. And actually it's a spiral staircase. And even though you feel like you're going around and around in circles, you're actually taking one step forward every time you move. And eventually you're going to get up that staircase. And it's an image that's always stuck in my mind, because when I was in the thick of it, feeling like I don't have enough time, like I can't get the things done I want to, like, because I'm a mom, I'm prohibited because I can't do the things I want to do in my business. That was something I always remember. And it's like that thing of, you know, sharing there, just doing one thing every day. One thing every day is taking one step forward, and eventually you'll get exactly where you want to go, even if it doesn't feel like it in the moment.
Oh, I love that. That's such a powerful image.
Yeah, and I think sometimes you need the visual to be like, okay, it feels like I'm going around in circles, but really I am going forward. And I think one thing I know with clients I work with, mums in business, they often feel like not giving up, but, you know, things are so testing and it can be really hard to still keep going forward when it's feeling that way.
Yeah, totally.
So I guess, you know, when it comes to being mums in business, one thing I know that's really helpful is creating strong boundaries so that we can be the mum we want to be, but then also be the business owner we're wanting to be and, you know, create that success that we're wanting to create. So I'd love to know, how do you, you know, uphold boundaries for yourself in your life and in your business?
I love boundaries. They are something that, like, they really do, like, open our world up. I feel like there's such a misconception that boundaries are like closing ourselves in almost, but it really does open up opportunities. So when I work with my clients through boundaries, a lot of the things that come up is, I hate saying no. I don't like saying no. Like, it feels really, oh, it's just so hard. I can't say no. And I think sometimes in boundaries, like, we do need to say no to certain things. There's no other way around it. You can't half say a no. So something that I love working with my clients on is, okay, let's reframe the no to a yes. So you're going to say no to something or someone, but what is the yes that you're getting from saying this no? Are you getting more time? Are you getting more space, more energy? Like, focus on the yes, and that will give you a little bit of momentum for the no. But when it comes to setting those hard boundaries, especially with other people, it sounds so awkward and dorky, but practice is so key. It really is. Like, practice in front of the mirror, write out what you want to get across. Like, being really clear and really concise in boundaries is so key in having them land properly. And someone I love following on Instagram who's like a boundaries guru, and she's been studying boundaries for like 20 years, is Terry Cole. And so just always, like, you know, consuming her content and seeing her stuff is like really helpful as well, to just kind of normalize that, especially as women, it's okay to say no.
It's almost like we're being programmed that it's something we shouldn't do.
And
it's something that we need to be doing, especially in business, I find, where you need to have strong boundaries in place to protect your time, to protect your energy. And it's something that I think we all face, where we might need to say no to something, or even like on a personal level. You know, today my husband's home and, you know, he wanted to go out for lunch together, which sounds amazing, but I'm like, I've actually got a full calendar today. I'm fully in my business today. So I'm like, you'll have to book me in on my next available day. And it's not that I don't want to have lunch with my husband, but it's just, I need to protect my time, and my business is something that is important. And so I've got strong boundaries around my time. And I think around time is a big one that comes up with my clients in business, because it can be so easy to, when you work for yourself, adapt and be like, oh, well, I could make this work if I cancel this and I do this. But it's like, you know, sometimes you need to have boundaries in place, and they protect us and they help us, you know, keep working towards the goal that we're wanting to achieve as well. But especially when it comes to communicating and saying no, that's not always an easy thing to do.
No, it's really not. And I found that really hard at the start of my business, to like really protect that work time. Like, I think at the time my daughter was in daycare like one day a week. And so I felt like that pressure to get all that other stuff done that we have to do as moms, plus my business and all of this. And I just had to like say to myself, no, this is my time to work. It's the only time I get. And that's made a huge difference. And then also having family support. We lived away in Melbourne for like 7 years. I had my daughter down there, and then we made sure we moved back up to our family into the sunshine of Queensland as soon as those damn borders opened after COVID. And so it was like a big reunion with our family, with our friends. And, you know, suddenly I had this business and I had freedom over my time. And I found it really challenging at the start to Like, I'd organized with my mum that every Monday she would watch my daughter. And I felt this huge pull of like, but I want to spend time with my mum too, like on those days. And I want to talk to her and catch up. And it really took time for me to like be like, Sarah, what are you doing? This is your work time. You can see your mum like later in the week. Like, and I really had to be firm with myself. I think that's the other thing too. Like, sometimes people think boundaries are always set with other people, but you can totally set boundaries with yourself, hold yourself accountable, and that can make a huge difference in your life as well.
Huge. I'm actually really glad you mentioned that because I think sometimes the boundaries we need to uphold with ourselves can be harder and more challenging than other people. And I think especially around work time as mums in business. But I also love that when you had the daycare opportunity, you did go, okay, I'm not going to be cleaning the house and doing all these other things in my precious work time that, you know, we get limited time as mums in business. Like it's, I honestly believe it's a reality. It's not a mindset. We actually physically have less time to dedicate to our businesses because we're mums and we have different priorities than somebody who doesn't have children. And so protecting our time is something so needed. And likewise, when it comes to time with our children as well, protecting that time as well, and, you know, not be on our phones trying to post a social media post while we're trying to also do building blocks or whatever it might look like as well. And I think it does all come back to, like you said, you know, practice makes perfect. And, you know, just practicing over and over again until it becomes something that's so solid that you don't even have to question it or think about it. You just, this is what it is. And I just follow that rule.
And one thing I want to say too about if you're really nervous to set a boundary with someone in your life, if you feel like they're going to be like put out or react negatively, oftentimes if that is their reaction, it's because they benefited from you not upholding this boundary in the first place. So I think it's really important to anchor into, okay, this might not be benefiting them, but if this is what I need, then it is okay to ask for what I need. And their reaction says a lot more about their circumstances than it does yours. So I just like to remind my clients of that because, yeah, there's usually a reason why someone gets annoyed that you're setting a boundary.
Absolutely. And I think one thing that is always helpful is because we have these children, no matter what age they're at, we are a role model to them. And so I find when I get in situations that might be uncomfortable or tricky to navigate, I always think to myself, well, you know, I need to set the example to my children of how to react in this situation or how to navigate this situation. I think that always helps as well. And just gives you a little bit of a different perspective when you view these things too, which really helps.
Yes, I have a coach that always says, like, sometimes you just got to put on your big girl knickers. And I think sometimes you really do when you're the mum, like, you just got to do it.
Yeah, that's right. Sometimes we've really got to pull them pants up. Oh, I have absolutely loved chatting with you, Sarah. So for listeners who are listening along and they're like, I would love to know more about you, how can our listeners connect and find you?
Absolutely. So you can find my website at www.sarahkatecoaching.com. And I'm also on Instagram at sarahkate.coaching. So feel free to come along.
Yes, definitely jump in Instagram, send Sarah and I a DM. Let us know your biggest takeaway of the episode. I'll pop all of Sarah's details and links in the show notes so you can easily go ahead and connect with her over there. But I've loved chatting with you. Thank you so much for being on the Mum Boss podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. To learn more, you can go to ReneeO'Neill.com. I'm so grateful for you being here and super glad you've taken the time out for yourself to tune into today's episode. If you loved the episode, don't forget to hit subscribe so you can catch the next one when it's released. Also, if you share this podcast to your Instagram stories and tag me at Renee.O'Neill, I will be sure to send you a little gift straight to your DMs as a thank you.